I like the phrase living on autopilot. It really describes our life, yeah? For 15 years we programmed this body, you know, feed the computer, yeah, where to go, what to do, how to do it, yeah? And then we press the start button, yeah? And then the life goes on and on and on until there's no more life in it. And once in a while, when there's some danger coming up, we wake up, what's going on? And then we fall asleep again. I mean, why do we live at all then? Huh? What is it that we want so much from life? Huh? Huh? Anyone, any idea? Lived a long time. Huh? What are the kilesas promising us? Huh? And what is reality? Huh? The promising us always happiness. If you do this, you will be happy. If you will do this, you will be happy. Yeah? And do they keep their promises? No. But we still believe them. Huh? And we fall for it all the time, yeah? I mean, if we have a friend who lies constantly to us, you know, I mean, next time he says something like that, you know, we just don't believe him anymore. Don't tell me these lies, yeah? But our kilesas, you know, I mean, yes, you're right. I should try this, yeah. I should try that. Maybe this makes me happy. Maybe that makes me happy. Yeah? Constantly forgetting, happiness arises here in the heart, yeah. All what we need to do is go to the heart. You know, that's where it is, yeah. But if you have lost the key to our heart, then it's difficult. And probably, you know, the key to the heart is very, very much under the guard of the kilesas, yeah? they took it, yeah? And now they control us, yeah? You want it? Yeah? So why do we live, yeah? What brought us here in the first place, yeah? What was our dream before we entered the womb? Yeah? You remember it? Some people remember it when they have a close death experience. Oh, wow. I didn't want to live this way. Yeah, I wanted to live another way. Yeah, and then some of them change their way completely. Yeah? I mean, you hear these stories or you read these stories, yeah, from people. Yeah. Actually, one time I met a person, yeah? Went skiing, you know, fell with the head on a rock, you know, and was dead for a few moments, yeah, and then came back, yeah? And I said, what did I do? How did I live my life? I didn't want to live it like that, yeah. That's what normally happens when we push the button autopilot on. Life runs away, you know, and we don't know what we're doing anymore, yeah? Because we doze off. Yeah, so try to remember what was the purpose of your life, yeah? Getting children? Huh? That's the purpose of life. And I always find it amazing, yeah? Women get children, yeah? I mean, it is unbearable pain, yeah? But when they sit in meditation, they can't stand pain. Huh? Why is that? Yeah? I mean, I don't know if a man could bear the pain of birth, yeah? I mean, it is substantial, yeah? But they seem to be able to do better with pain when it comes up in meditation. Yeah? I mean, it's always the same, yeah? I mean, at least that is my experience. Women can deal with pain much less, yeah, than men can, yeah? When it comes to meditation, not when it comes to birth, yeah? I don't envy you for that. So what is the purpose of our life? Getting children, you know, building a house, yeah? Gathering money, eating food, traveling to this country, that country. Huh? Ask the old people, yeah? What's the purpose? Yeah? What do they think, yeah? I mean, once we get older, we have a little bit more time to think about it, especially when we retire, yeah? But then the amazing thing about old people, yeah? I mean, young people don't have time. Old people even have less time. They have so much to do before they die. Huh? Huh? They can't wait on the counter, you know. No, they have to go first place, yeah. I don't know if it is the same in Malaysia, but at least I see that in Europe, yeah. Old people rush all the time, you know. Just like they're running towards death, yeah. They can't wait to die. Actually, they're retired. They have nothing else to do, you know, than enjoy their life, yeah? But then, you know, they hurry about this, hurry about that, you know, they have more work to do than before. Huh? Why is that? Can somebody explain this to me? I'm retired since I'm 32, yeah? And I have nothing to do. They have so much spare time that I even can fly to Malaysia, yeah, and teach some people, yeah, and then go to Germany and teach another group, yeah. So what is it, you know, what you still, after retirement, what you still have to do? Yeah? Nobody want to tell me? Yeah? Little this, little that, yeah? That's it. Yeah? No, nothing really, you know? Or does somebody can give me a, you know, an answer? Huh? Looking at the retires. Yeah, you're retired, yeah? He's retired, yeah? She's retired, yeah? Can you give me an answer? What is there so much pressing? Why don't you have any more time? Yeah. What do you still need to do? Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, once you're retired, you can all put all of your time into cleansing the heart, yeah? Making spiritual progress. But you think you missed out on so many things, you know, when you're young, have kids, yeah? And you want to get it back, or is that it? Well, we can't get it back, yeah? I mean, it was an amazing feeling, you know, when you think, yeah, it was about 32 or 33, when I retired. No more work to do. Wow! I had all the time, yeah? But all the time to practice, yeah? To cleanse my heart. Yeah? That was very difficult work. But at least it was a work that is worthwhile. A work that you can take on within in your next life. Yeah? The work that you do now, go shopping, eating this, eating that, yeah? You can't take with you. Yeah? Doing this, doing that, reading this, yeah? Watching that, yeah? Listening to this, yeah? It's all gone. Yeah? The moment you finish the book, it's gone. The moment you finish the movie, it's gone. The moment you finish the food, it's gone. Yeah? Haven't you realized that yet? Yeah? Things are anicca, impermanent, constantly changing. Yeah? We can't take that with us. But however, you train the citta, that's what you can take with you. And if you think, you know, if you're retired now, I mean, there's no other task that you have to do. Yeah? In this world, you know, actually the world doesn't need you anymore. Yeah? That's something, you know, that is very difficult to accept. Yeah? Huh? You're old. You're old. Go on. Get out of my sight. Yeah? You're useless to society, because only the young ones, you know, are productive for society. I don't say this is right view. This is wrong view. Of course, it is completely wrong view. Yeah? Because the old people who have lived long have the most experience of life. Yeah? They should be valued the highest. Yeah? But our society doesn't do that anymore. So we're just old. Yeah? And put aside. Put on the side track, yeah? And nobody watches us anymore, yeah? I mean, that hurts. It does hurt, yeah? Before, you know, we were valuable block in the society, and now nobody thinks about us anymore, yeah? That does hurt, yeah? We contributed a lot to the society, and now everybody puts us on the sidetrack. Yeah? Well, we don't have to see it this way. We can see it the other way. Now we are retired, yeah? I mean, we get some pension, yeah? I hope, you know, in Malaysia they do get some pension, yeah? Get some pension, you know, so you can put all the effort, you know, in practicing, yeah? Cleaning the heart, yeah? Preparing for the next life. Yeah? I mean, the next life comes just like the next monsoon. It always comes, yeah? Sometimes stronger, sometimes not so strong. Yeah? What else do we have to do, you know? I mean, especially when we retired. There's nothing else that we can do that is useful, yeah? Society doesn't want us, yeah? Our children think we are a burden, yeah? I mean, it's sad to say that, you know, but, you know, that's normally the way it is, yeah? So, I mean, all what we can do is, you know, make it useful, yeah? The last years of our life, we don't know when we are going to die, yeah? Make it useful, you know, cleanse our heart, you know, and sow the seeds that we want to reap in the next life. Yeah? That would be useful, yeah? Not hanging around feeling sad that it is now like that, yeah? I mean, of course, 50 years ago it was different, yeah? Times have changed, yeah? Not only in Malaysia, yeah? Also in Europe, yeah, everywhere it has changed. Yeah? Even there in Europe, you know, people who are 50 years, who are still working, you know, I mean, are considered trash, yeah? Because only the ones who just come from university are considered the ones with the knowledge, yeah? The ones worthwhile, yeah? 50 years old, they're already old, yeah? Can't use them anymore, they don't have knowledge, yeah? And experience doesn't count anything anymore in our society. Yeah? Before, you know, I mean, the head of a village, you know, was always the oldest person, the elder. Yeah? And now, it's always the youngest, yeah? The one with the most knowledge. Yeah? That's how it changed, yeah? I don't say it changed to the better. I think it changed to the worse, yeah? Because experience is that, you know, what brings us wisdom. Yeah? The experience of life is that what brings us wisdom. Yeah? Called common wisdom, yeah? It's not the wisdom of the Lord Buddha talked about, but it's still common wisdom, the experience of life, yeah? And so it should be valued. But we don't value wisdom, we just value knowledge, yeah? And knowledge is not wisdom, yeah? I mean, we can read lots of books, you know, then we have lots of knowledge, but we still are as stupid as, yeah? I mean, that's at least looked at Mahabharata, called the ones, you know, the more they study, the more stupid they are. But they are stupid in the ways of Dhamma, yeah? They're clever in the ways of the world or clever in the ways of the kilesas, yeah, sure, yeah? But they are very stupid in the ways of Dhamma because they know too much, yeah? And they adhere to this knowledge, yeah? They attach to this knowledge, yeah? And then when they are 50 years old, they know, just going down the train, you know? Nobody cares about their knowledge anymore, yeah? Because the younger ones are now more knowledgeable, yeah? So they see it, you know, they see it much, much harsher than probably most of us did see it. So, the question is still not answered. Huh? What is there? What do you still need to do? Yeah? Are you really going out in the sense pleasures? Yeah? They are just a fleeting moment, yeah? Eating this, eating that, going this town or going to this country, that country. Yeah? It's fleeting, fleeting, fleeting. Yeah? And the time is running out. Yeah? Death is waiting. Yeah? Sometimes even knocking already. Hey, 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 yeah. Come on, come on. It's about time, you know, to go. Yeah. And we're still not going to get wiser, you know, and use that remaining time, huh? Do something that is good for you, yeah? You've done enough for your children, yeah? You don't have to care them, yeah? Once they are 20 years old, you know, let them do their own thing, yeah? You don't have to worry about them anymore. They are old enough, yeah? But they always come to the parents, yeah? They see the parents as ATM, yeah? One, two, three, four, 1,000. next Monday they come again, yeah? They see us as banks, you know? Let them live their own life, you know, and we start to live our life. You know, we've done our part of the society, yeah? We brought them, you know, we brought them into the world, you know, I mean, we fed them, we housed them, you know, we educated them as much as possible, yeah? And that's our job is done, yeah? Now let's do our job, yeah? Our job is to educate us, yeah? Train us, train our citta. That's what we have to do, yeah? And don't think about the pleasures and that you have missed, yeah? Even if you have done them, they're all gone. Huh? All these things that you could have done when you were young, jumping up and down the mountains or climbing up and down the trees, you know, they're all gone. They would have all been gone by now. So why longing for something that is not possible anymore? And just wait for the next life, you can do it again. Yeah? You can climb up the trees, yeah? Maybe, you know, maybe you are a monkey then, you know. they can climb very, very fast, you know, very, yeah. And they jump very wide, yeah? So if you want to do that. Now let's do something, you know, I mean, why did the Lord Buddha come down, yeah? He came down to teach us, yeah? Get out. That's what he said. get out. Stop running after all these fleeting sense pleasures, you know, and get out. Yeah? I show you the way. Yeah? Huh? Oh, it's so difficult. Yeah? So difficult. No, it's so easy. All what we have to do, you know, I mean, it's so simple. All what we have to do is, you know, whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back to the Buddha or to the breath. I mean, there's no easier work in the whole world, yeah? At least the instruction is so easy. Huh? That's all. And then, you know, when we do that long enough, you know, I mean, happiness, contentment would fill our heart. I mean, that's actually what we're after, isn't it? When we seek sense pleasures, you know, that's what we're after, happiness, contentment, yeah? That's why we go and watch a movie, or that's why we go and eat good food, yeah? For the sense pleasures. But the sense pleasures of the tongue is extremely fleeting, yeah? We have to constantly eat, yeah? And then we have stomach upset, yeah? Because we ate too much, yeah? And the whole day we feel so full, yeah? We can't even move this body anymore, yeah? Just because of these fleeting moments of sense pleasure of the tongue, yeah? Other sense pleasures last a little bit longer, yeah? But still, you know, they're all fleeting, yeah? And all what we actually look for, if we are honest to ourselves, is happiness, contentment. And it is there in the heart, yeah? And that's where we have to find it, yeah? But your little kids took the key away to your heart, yeah? Hiding it somewhere, you know? Now we have to find the key, yeah? And the key to the heart is the Buddha, or is the meditation, you know, on the breath, yeah? Constantly returning it, yeah? Don't worry about this, you know. The world will not collapse because of we return to the Buddha. Yeah? But we are afraid, you know, the apartment is underwater or on fire, you know, if we don't stop meditating. No. The world will just go on, yeah? You understand, huh? Can you hear? Yeah? Linda, can you hear? Yeah? I mean, remember, you know, it's so painful, you know, and so long, you know, to give birth, yeah? I mean, meditation is a joy in comparison to that. Huh? So why do we give up so easily? Huh? Why do we give up so easily? I mean, women should be much more predestined, you know, to do meditation, yeah, because they had a rough life, you know, because due to their bodies, yeah. But they give up much easier. Men always play the strong one, you know, but when it comes to meditation, they become very weak, yeah. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, you know. I have to attend to my business, yeah. And things like that. Just look around here, you know, it's mostly women, yeah. Huh? Notice it? Where are the men? Maybe they're all ordained, huh? They're probably ordained with the kilesas, yeah? Oh. I have to do this, I have to do that, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, it's the same thing in Germany. Only women, yeah? It's a bit different at the monastery, yeah? There are hardly any women, there are mostly men. Maybe because it's tougher? You want to go to the monastery? Live there for a few months, huh? Possible, yeah. There are some women who do that, yeah. But you can't cook, yeah. I don't allow that. When you come to a monastery, all what you have to do is walking meditation, sitting meditation, walking meditation, sitting meditation, yeah, all day long, yeah. No cooking. Just the same as the monks, you know, just cleaning your kuti, you know, cleaning the sala. The food comes, you know, through our pindapat, through our arms round, yeah. But then it's not to our liking, and then we think about all these recipes that come into the mind. Let's have, you know, and then we don't think about ourselves. Of course, we never think about ourselves. We think about the monks, all these poor monks, they don't have anything to eat, you know. Let's cook something for them. It's nice. Yeah, I've seen, yeah, I mean, I've been a monk for a long time, over 20 years, so I mean, I've seen it, yeah. I've seen women, you know, coming into the monastery, yeah. I mean, they all these thoughts come up then, yeah. I mean, once they start to live for longer, yeah. It's actually because they don't like the taste of the food, yeah. I mean, it's too bland, yeah. And especially where I'm now, you know, I mean, it is very... It's primitive, very primitive. It's a very basic food, yeah. But you eat, you know, and then after you eaten, you know, you're full, yeah. And that's the whole purpose of eating, yeah. And that's what we have to learn, yeah. But of course, our tongue won't like that, yeah. Like this kind of taste and that kind of taste, yeah. So it's a little bit tough, yeah. But you know, once we gain some refinement in meditation, some calm in the heart, then there's lots of contentment coming up. Yeah? But that is only the first part. Yeah. So don't look for sense pleasures, you know, the retirees, you know, don't look for sense pleasures outside. You know, look for the happiness that arises in the heart, yeah. That's the first step, yeah. I mean, if you're satisfied with that, you know, okay, yeah, that's okay, yeah. If you're not still, yeah, still not satisfied, you know, then go on, develop wisdom, yeah. Investigate these things, yeah? I mean, we know, yeah? I mean, when we get old, this body breaks apart, yeah? Things just don't work anymore that way, the same way, yeah? We want to walk and we fall, yeah? Not because, you know, we were unmindful, no. Because, you know, part of the body just didn't work anymore. Huh? Yeah. Happened to me when I was 45, you know, I mean, I was going down the steps and suddenly falling, yeah, because the knee didn't work anymore. It didn't follow, you know. Yeah. Then I noticed, I'm getting old. Yeah. And the first time it happens, you know, and then this starts, you know, and that starts, you know, and this breaks down and that breaks down, just like with an old car, yeah. Things start breaking down, yeah? Sometimes you can go to the repair shop, you know, and get it replaced, yeah? But most of the time it doesn't work out that well, yeah? And then in the end, you know, I mean, we'll have to give it up, yeah? Bye-bye, yeah? See you again. See you next life. But then it's a young one. And then we have to train it for 15 years. Yeah? Remember that well? Remember that. Yeah? I mean, when an old person thinks about next life, yeah, what he thinks about when he's 20? Yeah? When we fully accomplished body. Yeah? He doesn't think when he was 3 years old, or 2 years old, 5 years old, when he had to go to school, when he went through puberty, yeah? No, we never think about that when we are old. We only think about when we're 20, 30, yeah? Isn't it? Or do you think when you're two, you know, when you start learning to walk, when you learn to talk, yeah? Do you think about this, yeah? When you remember your childhood pictures, yeah? No, you don't look at these pictures, yeah? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. But we have to go through this process, you know, if you become a human being, yeah? Learning to walk, learning to talk, yeah? I mean, actually, the first thing is learning to digest. Yeah? The food goes in, you know, just it goes out just like it goes in the first time. Yeah? And then learning to think, you know, you have to go to school again. You liked it? Primary school, secondary, now you even have to go to kindergarten, you know, learn the basic thing. And we didn't have to do that. Kindergarten was there just to play, and we didn't have to attend it. But primary school, secondary school, high school, huh? And then you have to look for a job, then you have to earn money, and then you become old, retire. And you die again. Once you died again, then you're reborn, yeah? Learn to walk, learn to talk, yeah, go to school. That sounds like a lot of fun, huh? Huh? So why don't the hell do we get out of it? Yeah? The Lord Buddha gave us, you know, gave us all the instruction how to get out, yeah? It is because of our false memories, yeah? Especially when we are old, yeah? We only look when we are 20. Huh? Next time when you remember your 20s, yeah? Go a little bit further, you know? Remember when you were 5 years old, yeah? Or 7 years old. Or 12 years old. Or the horrible times of 14 years, you know, when we just entered puberty. You want to go through that again? I just remember, you know, I mean, I don't want ever, never ever. Yeah? I mean, it's such a mess. Yeah? In terms of feelings, you know, I mean, constantly, why doesn't he call? Why doesn't he call? Doesn't he love me anymore? Huh? All these thoughts. Huh? Why doesn't he show up? Huh? And my heart is beating, you know, it's pumping nearly outside, outside of the skin, yeah? Well, he just was busy, you know, something, you know. And he didn't have time to call, you know, I'll, you know, come by, you know, say something. Yeah? And he comes to my head, as nothing has happened. Yeah? And we hope. We went through hell. Huh? Remember that? Huh? Every one of you? Yeah? We don't want to remember, yeah? But every one of us went through that. More or less, yeah? And we have to go through it again. And again, and again, and again, until we finally, you know, get our guts together, you know, and say, okay, this life should be the last life, yeah? Yeah? So whenever you're tired, yeah, of being born again, you know, going to school, you know, going through puberty, you know, I mean, then get your act together, you know, and go the path that the Lord Buddha taught us, yeah? Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Yeah? The five precepts, yeah? Learning how to meditate, you know, how to concentrate on one point, yeah? And then investigate. Yeah? Investigate the things that you think is you. Yeah? The body, the body, and then 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 feeling, yeah, and then memory, yeah, and thoughts. Because within the body is greed and hate, yeah? Within memory and thoughts is delusion, hidden. Yeah? So we have to tackle greed, hatred and delusion. Yeah? So first investigation, yeah? The first investigation of the body. Yeah? I mean, in order to enter Sotapanna or the stream, you know, I mean, we have to understand that we are not the body. Yeah? Get out of the car, yeah? Look at the car, yeah? Get out of the body and see, you know, the body is not you, yeah? And then you don't worry about this body anymore, yeah? Don't take so much care, yeah? You just feed it, you know, you put it to sleep, yeah? You wash it, yeah? And that's all what you need to do, yeah? Can you imagine how long it takes to take care of the body in a monastery? Not more than 2 hours, including feeding, washing and cleaning. That's all. And then we have 22 hours, you know, to work on the mind. Huh? Yeah. And now look at your life, you know, I mean, you... maybe you have half an hour a day, you know, to clean the mind, you know, and 23 hours, you know, to look after this body. Yeah. Now that's a kind of difference, isn't it? So greed and hatred are hidden in the body. You know, the first insight is that we are not this body. Yeah? And that, including with the other fetters, as I explained, you know, leads to Sotapanna. Yeah? The fetter of doubt, you know, the fetter of sila, not keeping the sila, or breaking the sila, and then keeping them again, breaking them again, and so on. Yeah? These are the first three fetters. The fourth and the fifth fetter is greed and hatred. Yeah, so they are rooted in the body, and that is the biggest. Then, not the understanding that we are not the body is not the end of the body investigation. Yeah. It's greed and hate are still there to its fullest. Yeah. So the body investigation goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Yeah. Looking at the body, you know, cutting it up into bits and pieces. Yeah. And ask, you know, if you know a medical student, ask what happens the first time he opens a body. He either falls unconscious or throws up. That's the reality of the body. The moment you open it up, you know, you throw up or you fall unconscious. Yeah? Of course, medical students get used to it. The second time is not as bad as the first time. But the first time it's really a shock. That mess I'm always, you know, carrying around with me. Huh? Disgust. Yeah? But it's hidden so well underneath the skin, you know? And the smoother the skin, you know, the nicer the skin, you know, I mean, the more we hide it. Yeah? But it comes through the skin. You notice it? Every day. That's why we wash the skin, yeah? Not because it gets dirty outside, it gets dirty from inside, yeah? The dirt, the grease, the pus, the blood, you know, that goes all through the skin, yeah? From the inside of this body. Yeah? And that's what we have to investigate. Yeah? And of course, the kilesas don't like this kind of investigation. Yeah? They hate it. Yeah? It's like, you know, it's like the toy of a little child, you know, I mean, it's... They don't want to let it go. Yeah? Whoever had kids, you know, knows it. You know, if there's their favorite toy, you know, I mean, they take it 24 hours a day, you know, with them. You know, even into bed. Yeah, they don't want anybody else to play with it. You know, they don't want anybody else to have it. Yeah, and the body is the kilesa's favorite toy. Yeah. So, the moment we do body investigation, anger comes up. Yeah? Then we can investigate anger. What is anger? Yeah? Greed, of course, also comes up. Yeah? But we can counteract greed. Yeah? We just need to turn it, you know, if it is food, you know, most amazing food, yeah? We just turn it into shit. and we don't want it anymore. But that's not to our liking. Nice lobster with rice, you know, turning into a piece, into a heap of shit, you know. We don't like to eat that anymore, yeah? So easy is it. Yeah? But we all learn this replacement, you know, with the training of sati, yeah? With the training of concentration on one point. Yeah? We replace any thought, you know, with the Buddha. Yeah? And later on, we replace any thought, you know, that comes up, you know, for greed, you know, be it food or be it anything else, you know, with the opposite. And then our greed goes instantly. I mean, how do you think a monk can live a celibate life? Yeah, I mean, he's still a human being. Yeah, if he doesn't have a weapon, you know, to counteract raga tanha, sexual desire. Yeah, what does he do when sexual desire comes up? You know, I mean, he tears the image apart, you know, and looks at the inside, yeah, of the body. Yeah, and then the sexual desire disappears. Yeah, then of course the kilesas has tried to pick, you know, mend it up, you know, and then the sexual desire comes again, you know, and then the monk has to rip it apart again, yeah? In order not to be caught up in this game. It's just a game, yeah? But we learn it, you know, in the basic samadhi training, yeah? Replacing one thing with another, yeah? And that is then necessary, you know, for the higher training, yeah? Overcoming greed and hate. And once this job is done, you know, you will not be born again. Yeah? Neither in the heavenly realm, nor in the hell realm, nor in the human realm. Yeah? The job is over. Yeah? No more body. God thanks. Yeah? No more worries. Yeah? But it's a long way, it's a long way. Yeah? And then comes, you know, delusion. Yeah? That's caught up in thoughts and memories. They work hand in hand, you know. They work so fast you can't even see it working. And then you have to tear them apart, you know, in order to, you know, to get rid of delusion. And then the last thing is avijja, yeah? The mastermind, yeah, behind all of it. Yeah? And he fools you. Yeah? He fools you. I'm already in Nibbana, he tells you. And you believe it because it's so bright, yeah? So amazing. It's so powerful. So you have to tear that apart, you know, until you get free. So that's a path, yeah, that leads to the end of dukkha. Yeah. So if you think about the next life, think about the first 15 years, yeah. Remember them well. And then ask yourself, do I want to go through this again? Do I want to sit in school, you know, write down, learning to write, yeah? Learning to memorize all these stupid things that we didn't like to memorize. Yeah? Because that's what is going to happen again. And again and again and again if you don't stop it. Yeah? It's up to us to stop it. Yeah? Otherwise, you know, if you like it, I have no problem with that, yeah? It's your life, it's your responsibility, you have to live it. But then at least, you know, if you think, you know, it is worthwhile, then at least make it a nice life, yeah? Make a lot of merit so that, you know, that you have it easier next life, yeah? Then at least, you know, be generous, yeah? Be respectful, yeah? And be grateful for what things that are given to you. Yeah? Even if the things that you not don't like so much. Yeah? And that makes next life easier. Yeah? If you think, you know, I mean, you have to have it. Yeah? You can't get enough of it. Yeah? It's understandable, yeah? Look at, you know, look at the youngsters caught up in these video games. Yeah? It's always the same thing. They have to play it again and again and again and again. They can't get bored of it. This time,
Wait, yeah? Then they lose. Die.
Try it again. Until they win it, you know? And then they have to play another game. Just like us. Try to become a dancer, you know? What, first life it doesn't work out, you know? Second life it is already better. Seventh life, you know, we are famous, yeah? And then we have to, you know, then there's no more point in doing it, you know? Then we try out something else. Yeah? Try to become a musician. Oh, you know, try to become an engineer, yeah? Try to become a doctor, yeah? You see, the quality of doctors, they're different. Some of them are, I mean, they just look at the patient and they know it. Others, they just do guesswork. What's wrong with them? I don't know. You know, I have to look up in my book. That's the first year of training, yeah? It's not that within one life, you know, we can master something. I mean, anybody who went to a university knows, you know, I mean, the students differ in their capability of understanding the subject, yeah? Or in aviation training, yeah? I mean, some people, you know, I mean, are rather, you know, foolish or stupid, you know, they don't get it, and others, you know, get it the first time. It just says something, boops, they got it, yeah? So, I mean, it's things that we have trained over and over and over again, yeah? And then we become master of it, you know, and once we get the master of it, we want something else, yeah? So it's your choice, yeah? Just know what is ahead of you, you know? That's why, that's the only thing I want to remind you, yeah? If you think about your next life, start with year one or year two, yeah? Or you can even start when you come out of the womb, yeah? It's as painful for the mother as it's painful for the child, yeah? You can start right there, yeah? You want to go through this narrow channel again, yeah? We nearly died, yeah? Both mother and child nearly died, you know, in that process. Must be so much fun, you know, so many people get children. Yeah? Ah. Okay, now that you know, make your own decision, yeah? It's up to you. You have to, yeah? You pay. Yeah? You're the ones who pays the bills. Yeah? If you want something, you know, if you go to the restaurant, yeah, you can eat it, you know, but you have to pay the bill. So if you want to have another life, you know, I mean, you probably will go through the same thing as in this life, yeah? Not much different. Except we make some provisions, some good provisions for it. Yeah? Or if you're really lucky and if you made really good provisions, then you might go for heaven for a while. Yeah. But what happens after heaven? You know? Remember? You probably go straight down to hell. That's a cold and hot shower. I mean, we do good. Yeah. That can lead us up to heaven. We do evil, that leads us to hell. Yeah? And we can't exchange these. Yeah? Once we go up to heaven and our time is over, we go on to hell. Yeah? We go to all these realms, you know, where we did some evil or some bad things. Yeah? And we go through all these realms, you know, where we did some good. Yeah? That's mechanism of this universe, yeah? That's what the Lord Buddha, you know, saw and taught us, you know? Is that right? And even the people at the time didn't believe in it, yeah? So there was one day, it hasn't come yet, it's the 31st of May, yeah? Where he opened up the heavens and the hells for the people to see that there are beings there. Because people at his time, just like you or most of the people, don't believe that there's hell and that there are beings in hell. So for one day he opened them up, so the devas or the heavenly beings came down, you know, and the hells were opened up so they could see them suffer there. just one day, because they wouldn't believe it. Even at the times of the Lord Buddha. Yeah? And now how more difficult is it to believe? Yeah? Because a lot of Buddhists, you know, all the Buddhist teachers say, heaven is on earth, hell is on earth. No, it's not. Yeah? Is that true? Hell is hell, heaven is hell. I mean, of course you can have heaven on earth, you know, if you're really comfortable, yeah? You can have a hell on earth, you know, I mean, if it is really discomfortable. But, I mean, I would prefer hell on earth than hell in hell, really. If you've seen, you know, if you've seen what is going on down in hell, I mean, any kind of life form a human being can have here on the human earth, you know, is much, much better.
Have
more what?
Morality in
earth. Very?
More virtues, more virtues.
Yeah, of course they have to be more virtues, yeah?
So why they straight fall from hell instead of falling back to earth first?
Let me ask you, yeah? If you take on the five precepts, can you keep them all the time? Do you keep them all the time? I mean, even, you know, if you're good, you keep them about 60-70% of the time, if you're really good. And 30% of the time you don't keep them. Yeah? So, and these people are already called virtues, yeah? Because for the 70%, you know, for that time they can go, you know, if they are very generous and respectful of others, they can go up to heaven. But for the 30 times, it's not eliminated. Yeah?
So they will fall to human land first before they go?
No. Most of the time, not. Human realm is very rare. Yeah? I mean, you have to be really spiritual advanced, you know, to be able, you know, to choose another human life after this. Most of the people go first, you know, to hell or to heaven, or in the ghost realms, yeah? Or to the animal realm. Yeah? That depends on. And then they will be stuck there for a long, long time.
But from heaven, straight to hell.
Yeah.
Not to human man.
No. No. I mean, you do.
Because they are not virtuous.
Yeah, and that's what the people think, you know. I mean, of course, you know, the first time I heard it, you know, from my venerable teacher, Lukta Mahabua, when he talked about his previous life, he said, I was in this heaven, you know, and then I went to that hell, then I came up to that heaven, and then I went to this hell, yeah, and so on, before I became a human being again. So, I mean, for any kind of good deed, you know, I mean, you will go to this kind of heaven or that kind of heaven, yeah? Or you go to this kind of hell, or to that kind of hell. If you drink a lot of alcohol, you will go first to this kind of hell, yeah? If you kill people, then you will, after, you will go to another kind of hell. Yeah? If you don't have any good karma, that kicks in. Yeah? There are different realms, you know, for each kind, you know, for each kind of sin. Just like we have prisons, you know. I mean, for people who are murderers, you know, we put them in this prison. For people who are thieves, you put them in that prison. You know, for people, you know, who have sexual misconduct, you know, I mean, rape people, you know, rape other people, you know, we put them in that prison. So? And you can do that all within one day. That's a problem. That's why we have to have sati, you know, all time beings, yeah? It's so easy, you know, I mean, we can be virtuous, you know, I mean, 70% of the time. And then our greed kicks in, you know, and then we do something, you know, that is really taking us to hell. You never notice, sometimes anger comes up and you can't control it, yeah? Though you're a very virtuous person, you know, but you still have these things, yeah? That's why I say, you know, every being that is born, you know, has evil in him and good. Yeah? When this evil kicks in, you know, I mean, he doesn't reconcile what is good or bad, you know, he just follows it. And the thing is, you know, it's all anicca. Yeah? Virtuous people can become really bad people. Yeah? I've seen monks, you know, I mean, monks, you know, who were really virtuous, you know, for 20 years, yeah? Once they disrobed, they became just the opposite. They drank alcohol, had sexual misconduct, everything. Yeah? What?
Sati is
awareness. Is awareness is knowingness, yeah? Knowingness of breathing in, breathing out, knowingness of the Buddha. Yeah? That's sati. Yeah? How are you doing? Huh? Do you know the difference between control and to be composed? To be controlled, or to control something, or to be composed? A big problem, yeah, for a lot of meditators, especially from the West, is trying to control. Composed, being composed means refraining from, not trying to control. Yeah? Because they know they can't control these things. Yeah? We cannot control anger, but we can refrain from being angry. And that is a whole different story. And that is something that a lot of people don't understand. They try to control the anger by suppressing the anger. No, you have to let come up the anger, but refrain from diving into it. Yeah? You understand that? Yeah? Try not control your situation. Yeah? I mean, if you have understood anything that I was talking about, is observing, 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 and refraining. Yeah? Refraining from going, you know, into these kinds of thought or that kind of thought. Yeah? But not trying to control it, not trying to compress it. It will come back to you in a way that you, where you have no control anymore. Yeah? It will erupt on you. Yeah? So, refrain, don't give in. That's the thing that we can do. Just don't give in. If there's anger, okay, we observe the anger, okay, and then it just disappears. If we try, if we think, yeah, and I mean, I'm mostly talking about Westerners who really try to suppress that. Yeah, I'm a Buddhist, I can't have anger, so I can't let it out. Yeah, that's not the way. The way is to see the anger, to feel the heat of the anger, and not diving into it, refraining from it, not letting take it over. Yeah? And say, okay, there's anger, okay, hi, oh, you're really painful, you know that? Yeah? And then, you know, just observing how it dies out. Yeah? Suppressing the anger, or suppressing any kind of feelings, you know, is you press it down with an energy, you know. It came out with its own energy, you suppress it with another energy, and these two energies mix together. So, I mean, the more you suppress it, yeah, the more energy it has, and it will erupt like a volcano. Yeah? Remember this one, yeah? We're not there to control. We are there to observe. And we are there to refrain from diving into. That are the key things a meditator has to observe. I love to poke my finger when I see somebody suppressing a lot. I love to poke my finger and then, boom, it comes up. Huh? You see it, you know, they are so controlled, you know. All what you need is their weak spot, and boops, they get up. And they can't even, they're not able to control that. Yeah? The attack comes from behind. And then they get mad at me. Of course, they get mad at me. Yeah? I just showed them, you know, all the anger that is within them, you know, and then they get mad at me because I showed them their anger. And then they think I'm angry. No, I'm not angry. I just want to help, you know. That's our own motivation, yeah, and to teach you, to help you, you know, to help you understand what is going on within you, yeah. And, you know, and warn you of the things, you know, that are wrong, you know, and then lead to wrong results or lead to unwholesome results. That's all. Yeah? My venerable teacher always, you know, I mean, figuratively speaking, you know, was always, you know, stepping on my toes, and then he asked me, does it hurt? But that's figuratively, yeah? He shows me wherever, you know, does it hurt? Yeah. So you have to look, you know, where it hurts, yeah? Not look at me, you know, I'm just showing you. Yeah? And I thank you that you showed me something that I haven't seen. Yeah? That's the right attitude, yeah? In a student-teacher relationship. Not, I'm angry because you showed me something that I don't want to see. Yeah? Lots of people show us things that we don't want to see. Hmm? Turn around and say, thank you for showing me something I didn't want to see. Makes life so much easier. Yeah? Wouldn't it? If you would be able to. It makes our relationship to other people so easy. Yeah. Okay, understood? Yeah?